Semi-automatic weapons, 1 week after shootings at two mosques killed 50 people. AP correspondent Rita Foley reports.
The announcement came directly from the Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern.
New Zealand will ban all military-style semi-automatic weapons.
And that's not all.
We will also ban all assault rifles. We will ban all high-capacity magazines.
She said there will be a total ban on the weapons, and residents who own them should turn them in as the government develops a buyback plan. One of New Zealand's largest gun retailers says it supports the ban. I'm Rita Foley.
Prosecutors say the Dutch suspect in a tram shooting will face multiple charges, including terrorism. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Utrecht officials say the suspect, Glockman Tanish, faces an array of charges, primarily multiple murder or manslaughter with a terrorist intent, as well as attempted murder and making terror threats. Prosecutors say the probe so far into Monday's shooting in a tram that left three people dead and three seriously injured indicates the shooter acted alone. Investigations continue into whether the suspect's actions, officials say, flowed from personal problems combined with a radicalized ideology. Tanish is to appear before an investigating judge on Friday. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
At least five people are dead, 20 wounded, following a string of explosions near a Shiite shrine and cemetery in Kabul as people gathered Thursday morning to mark the Persian New Year. Afghan officials said three explosive devices had been remotely detonated. No group immediately claimed responsibility, but Islamic State affiliate in Afghanistan has targeted the country's minority Shiite Muslims in the past. A ferry overloaded with people celebrating the Kurdish New Year sank in the Tigris River near the Iraqi city of Mosul on Thursday, killing at least 71 people. This is VOA News. Venezuelan opposition leader and self-declared interim president Juan Guaido says intelligence agents have detained his chief of staff. Robert Marrero was taken into custody in an overnight raid on his home in Caracas. The United States has frequently warned Maduro's socialist government against arresting Guaido or his aides. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo quickly denounced the actions via Twitter and demanded that Marrero be released. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro and Guaido both claim to be the legitimate president of the South American country. British Prime Minister Theresa May says she needs a short extension to the Brexit deadline so lawmakers can finally approve her divorce deal. She arrived in Brussels Thursday to lobby her European partners.
I'm here today to discuss with fellow leaders our request for a short extension of Article 50 to the end of June. As I said yesterday, this delay is a matter of personal regret to me, but a short extension would give Parliament the time to make a final choice that delivers on the result of the referendum.
Meantime, Speaker John Bercow defended lawmakers after May told the public it was their fault for delaying Brexit, not hers.
From the chair, let me say that I believe passionately in the institution of Parliament, in the rights of members of this House, and in their commitment to their duty.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel said Thursday EU leaders are likely to grant Britain a short extension if the UK government can win parliamentary support next week for its divorce deal. 1 week after Cyclone Idai hit coastal Mozambique and swept across the country to Zimbabwe, the death, damage and flooding continues in southern Africa. Floodwaters are submerging homes, villages and entire towns. A government report says torrential rains lifted at least temporarily Thursday and floodwaters began to recede in Beira, the worst hit city. Hervé Verussel is with the UN World Food Program. He says dealing with the crisis inland presents a massive challenge as communications are down.
The real problem, and that's why the assessment is longer, will be in the country outside of Beira, where basically that's water everywhere and it's very difficult to reach the people and to know what's happening, knowing that obviously communication and electricity are inexistent.
The Red Cross says it's deploying two major emergency response units to Beira. President Donald Trump is expected to order U.S. colleges to protect free speech on their campuses or risk losing federal funding. White House officials say he'll sign an executive order Thursday requiring colleges to certify that their policies support free speech as a condition of receiving federal research grants. Get the latest news on voanews.com. I'm Nicole Livis, VOA News.
It's VOA with all the latest hits right here.